Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Dattani Talk Stuff. This year we'll be talking a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Rosh Hashanah 18, talking about like the other day, talking to Hashem, crying to Hashem, interacting with Hashem. The Gemara points out that Rabbi Yitzchak said, crying out in prayer is beneficial for a person, both before and after a decree is issued. Like we talked about the other day, how often do we actually talk to Hashem? How often do we converse with Hashem? How often are we involved in discussing things with Hashem, relating to Hashem, crying out to Hashem? If you could talk to someone, you could talk to a friend, you could talk to a spouse, you could talk to a family member, you could talk to an acquaintance, or even a mental health professional, and vent and talk about whatever you can, why not to Hashem, who is the King of all kings, who is our Father, who is our parent? Take time to set aside to really just talk to Hashem. Might seem like a crazy idea, but there's something to be said for the Breslov idea of Hispodidus. I wouldn't say you have to go out to the middle of Albuquerque, to the forest, and be by yourself amongst the trees. But even in your own home, even in the car, or even in your own time at work, when you're by yourself and no one else can hear you, you could literally just talk to Hashem. You could cry out to Hashem whatever is on your mind, whatever is in your heart, whatever is in your soul, anything weighing you down, anything you want to say, tell Hashem. Cry out to Hashem. We're meant to have a discussion and a conversation and interaction with Hashem. Hashem is our parent. Don't we ever get upset at parents? Don't parents ever get upset at us? Don't we interact with them and talk to them and try to see how we can relate to them? So anytime if I get frustrated or angry, or I feel like I need something, my family needs something, or I'm curious about something, or wondering how I could be helped, I talk to Hashem. Hashem, please help me. Hashem, can I please have this? Sometimes, many times, Hashem will say no, and he has his reasons, and that's okay. But we should talk to Hashem, interact with Hashem, especially when you daven three times a day, hopefully, as we're supposed to. In your Shemona Esrei, in Shema Kolenu, you could ask for Parnassa, there's a prayer. You could talk about any sins you did, there's a prayer on Hashem. And in the end of Shemona Esrei, after we say the verses, before we say the Yehiratzon, that's a nice time to just talk to Hashem. Ask for whatever you want, that your children should be happy, healthy, and safe. They should be raised to Torah, Chop, Masim, Tovim. And if you don't have children who are married, Lo Leinu, that should be happy. If anyone is sick, they should need a Refu, Yeshua. Anyone that needs anything, if someone is expecting or someone is hoping for a job, looking for a job, someone's hoping for some extra money and hope someone is hoping to do some house repair, whatever you want, anything you need, you could talk to Hashem, interact with Hashem, cry out to Hashem. Hashem is always there listening. We don't have to relate to Hashem only Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, only Aseret Yom Tshuva, only pouring out our hearts in tshuva and prayer and supplication. Every day we have the ability three times a day to talk to Hashem and use our own words, and it could be in English. And if you're too scared to say it out loud, then at least think it in your mind. Hashem can read thoughts. Hashem yodea machashafos b'kol adam. There are much better words than Tehillim and out there, but Hashem knows the words and knows the thoughts of all people. So make sure to interact with Hashem. Cry out to Hashem. Just as the Gemara says, it's beneficial to cry out in prayer before and after a decree, so too all times it's always beneficial to talk to Hashem, to interact with Hashem, to relate to Hashem and ask Hashem and beg Hashem for whatever you want, whatever you need. Of course, sometimes, many times it's going to be no, but always good to talk to Hashem, have that interaction, have the relation to Hashem, who is our Father in heaven, our parent in heaven, and who is the King of all kings. Join us next time as we talk Rosh Hashanah 19 here on the TTD.